More flooding and mudslides deepen woes in China. As the Iraq crisis deepens, more believers are forced to flee from their homes. And a ministry shows people how to be Jesus with skin on. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Floods and landslides in western China have killed thousands and displaced millions. The hardest hit area is Gansu Province. China's military joined rescue workers in aid efforts, but there are reports that aid isn't reaching people in the most remote areas, and that's where the church comes in. China Partners Eric Berkland says,
"We just received an email actually from the China Christian Council. That is the Christian organization that oversees all the church networks within China, asking for help and for prayer support."
Berkland says they'll take action on this personal request from a friend in need, just as it happened in Sichuan.
"God is moving through the local church. The Christian church in Gansu province is responding, and they have asked the National China Christian Council to continue to help them with this efforts that they're trying to be salt and light in this disaster."
A response plan is still in the developing stages. If you want to help, contact China Partner. Our website will point the way. Next, get up, grab your things. We need to go. Imagine these words said in panic as you and your Christian family are given less than 24 hours to gather your belongings and leave your home in Iraq. This is the case for thousands of Iraqi Christians as extremist Muslims force them from their homes and threaten their lives. To help these refugees, Open Doors USA is setting up medical projects and distributing emergency packs. You can help their response through our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Now we have the final installment of our four-part series on the youth of the former Soviet Union. For 14 years, Aria Faris of the Mission Society visited Russian orphanages in hopes of transforming kids' futures.
"Our dream, our goal was to build relationships that would last beyond the walls of the orphanage."
By loving the kids unconditionally, they showed how much they care. And while they could rarely speak openly of Christ, Faris says,
"Our hope was that they would see Christ living in us, and then when we would have the opportunity to share with them who he is, that they say, okay, that's what I saw. And it would be much easier for them to be able to believe that there's a Father in heaven that they don't see who loves them if there are people around with skin on who do."
Meanwhile, on the heels of our series about the plight of youth in the former Soviet Union, our own Greg Yoder is there now, partnering with Orphan Outreach. A team of 21 MNN and sister station WayFM listeners are in St. Petersburg. But before he left, we got a chance to ask him a few things about the trip. Greg, why an orphanage?
"With HIV/AIDS, a pandemic really throughout the former Soviet Union, and drug abuse, especially among orphans, high, it's believed that most of these kids will either end up on the street in prostitution, involved in organized crime, or dead by the time they're 18. So we're going to just love on the kids, do vacation Bible school, play games with them."
You've also said that summer camp is currently underway and that kids from two other orphanages will be there. It's a great opportunity. So what do you want to see as a result of this trip?
"We're just praying that because we're going to love on them and share Jesus with them, and of course we'll have the local church with us as well, that they'll see that love and want it and desire it."
Join this team in prayer. They're coming home August 22nd. And it's hard to talk to people about the gospel who've been told it's a book of lies. But that's the dilemma the small church in St. Vincent's Village, Brazil faces. Drug traffickers and prostitutes rule the streets, and most see the church as a source of injustice. So with the help of Avant Ministries, this church is building an FM radio station to proclaim the gospel in a different way. The problem? Initial costs are $25,000. You can help at our website because every dollar you give will be matched. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive, as well as many other questions. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.